ZM and gold medals. Slowpoke Rodriguez can't get to them. ZM, two lengths in front. He wants redemption from gold medals, then Slowpoke Rodriguez. But it's still ZM. Gold medals is trying his life out. ZM, two lengths in front. Oh, what a Kiwi he is. He's a champion, ZM. He gets redemption. He beats gold medals, and he wins the Lindock Living Grand Annual by three lengths. Gold medals second. Spying on you, got up for third.
Oh, he is a champion, ZM. That was him winning the Grand Annual 2 years ago. Once again, he meets gold medals today. It could be an epic contest once again. Patrick Payne knows what it takes to win a Grand Annual. It's great to have a chat to him this morning after a brilliant day for Patrick and Aaron Mitchell yesterday. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Well done yesterday, first of all. How much satisfaction did that give you? Because I know you've worked for quite some time with Aaron, to set him up with his first ride and win in a feature.
Oh, huge thrill for everyone. We just picked that horse out to be a perfect horse for him to ride. I said to him maybe 2 months ago, like, hey, this is your ride in this race. And he's very good in open country. He can be quite a difficult horse, but in open country, he gets a little bit lost. He's a lot easier to ride. But I think he should be very proud of himself, Aaron Mitchell. Like, it's not easy to do what he did. Like, as I said, first ride, open country into people. And he's a bit of a tricky horse, but he rode it as good as what Steve Payton would.
Your own history had a bit of that too. You took to the jumps late in life too, Paddy, out of the blue, didn't you?
Yeah, I did pick my mark a little bit. I started off in a little maiden hurdle at Bendigo. Where is it? Ballarat. But
Ballarat,
I don't think I could have done what Aaron did.
How important have you been for him, though, to take him on this journey from the... just take us back through his story. We know he was a top jockey in Western Australia, and then he sort of came over and had one or two more rides on the flat, and then he began working for you. Do you remember the time that he arrived down at your place at Plumpton?
Yeah, I do. I couldn't believe how he was able to ride on the flat. He's a big lad. He's got big shoulders and big hands on him, so he did a good job to ride on the flat as long as what he did. But I just said to him, he was a beautiful natural rider, and I just said, hey, don't want to talk you into it, but you could get your jumps license and just have a couple of cameo rides and just ride the nice horses and ride in the highway. It's perfect for him because, as I said, like most riders, flat riders get a little bit lost when they retire, so he wasn't sure what to do. He sort of played a little bit of footy and that sort of stuff. I think if he's playing footy, he might as well be having a few jumps rides. So I didn't talk him into it, but I suggested that he's more than capable of doing it. But it's not easy, and as I said, like, you know, he has done a great job. He's done a great job to do what he has, and let's hope it continues.
Because there was a bit going on in that race too. There was a riderless horse that was threatening to get in the way. There was two had actually come down. So there was a bit for him to think about in the run, wasn't there?
You're going to have to get used to that. Like that's jumps racing. Anything can happen. You've got to be very aware of what's around you and use your instincts. So he would have got a great sense of satisfaction. And I thought one of probably the greatest things about the whole race is all the young lads that from the jockey's room sort of come out and cheered him home, clapped him home from the night. That was a great vision, I thought.
How much more difficult is it to ride in a jumps race than a flat race, Patrick?
Oh, a lot. He made that look very easy yesterday, but I was actually talking to Billy Egan this morning about it, because Billy's had a couple of rides as well, and we both said it looked easy, but it's very difficult. As I said, you've got to be very aware of what's around you, and horses can make mistakes, and horses around you can make mistakes, and he would have got a fright, like, you know, Clayton Douglas is his mate, and he sort of half had to step over him, so that would have been on his mind. He would have had to sort of regroup and would have had to say to himself, well, we'll have to collect the wounded later on, but I have to sort of play on now. But so it would have been a lot going on for him.
Hey, ZM's retirement was short-lived.
yeah, I can do that. we're going to retire. I sort of got this disillusioned after the Oakbank. They sort of changed the weight scale, and like 2 years prior that he met Spy on You, they had level weights, and this year, for some unknown reason, he had 6 kilos less. So, cracked the hips a little bit there, but I regrouped, and I spoke to the handicapper about him, and he said, well, he had 73 years this last year, he'll carry 71 this year. And sort of looking at the field, I just thought it's not beyond him, and the horse is in great order, so we thought we'd have another crack at it.
It is an interesting race, you know, because gold medals and ZM are almost equally legendary, but he's just got that little bit of a margin on you at the weights today, but you're certainly not weighted out of it either. What did you make of the relative weights today between those other superstars like gold medals Spying on You and Yen Sirs on the up and bit of a ladder? Are you weighted still to win?
It's not going to be easy. I think he still can do it. The horse wants to still do it, and that should carry him a fair way. But he's not that quick a horse, and when he sort of gets up in the weights, he can't get that little break on the field like he used to be able to. So if he can get a bit of a margin somewhere along the line and catch the second last or last third and get a break on the others, that'll hold him in good stead, but it won't be easy for him.
How is he going, Pat, compared to previous Grand Annuals?
Excellent. He works as good as ever. He's a beautiful, sound horse, and he wants to be there. So from a trainer's point of view, we've got no worries about him there.
Now, you're going to be here today, Patrick?
Oh, I've got a fair bit still happening here. I've got horses still to go up for the weekend, so if I can get down there in time. But I've also got like Cherry Tortoni running in Adelaide on Saturday, so I might have to be the co-driver there.
You are such a recluse. This is the big... come on, Paddy, come on. You've got to get down here for this.
Oh, I love it down here. It's a great carnival. And there seems a good vibe about it. I think everyone was surprised of it last year, and so everyone's mad keen to get down there this year. And so I'll definitely be excited and trying to get down there if I can.
Is this the farewell? Is this the last time we will see ZM?
I would say so, but I did say that 3 weeks ago as well. So, as I said, like, he's in great order. He doesn't need to retire for any other reason. It's just that we've just got to try and find the suitable races for him. Like, as I said, the handicaps are getting a bit tricky for him, and the set weight, and obviously he's still not that well in. But if we can find suitable races for him, he doesn't need to retire.
Hey, Paddy, what is it about these great jumpers? We spoke to Simon Wild yesterday about, you know, even way back in the day when they went to New Zealand, they bought gold medals and they were just looking for an athlete, and he turned out to be this season-in, season-out warrior and going as well now at his veteran years as he was as a 2- and 3-year-old. And ZM, very similar. We know the story of Zed, his sire. What is it about these old steeplechasers that makes them as tough and hardy and as resilient as they are?
It's just their character and their nature, and that's why you admire them. Like, they can keep coming back, and they'll keep doing what they can for you. So, as I said, like, the staff get to love them too. Like, the little girl here, Shannon Mitzis, she's left our farm, but she loves it. She's going to go and strap them today. Like, she hasn't seen him for a while, but just everyone just gets to really like them. And so, as I said, you just sort of admire their character and their toughness. So that's why people love them so much, I think.
Would you be filthy if gold medals knocked you off today? It'd be a case of one hero beating another hero, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, it would be filthy.
You would be filthy.
No, but you guys said, like, he's a lovely horse. And I was actually talking to Stevie Arnold about it. He rode him as a young horse, even as a two-year-old. I think he said he was just the nicest horse. So, you know, as I said, like, I'm sure the Wilds, all the people at Wilds, they would love him as well, like we like ZM. So, like, kudos to them if they win, but let's have it the other way around.
Who is the hardest to beat today? Is it gold medals? Is it the new kid on the block, Yenser, spying on you, who you chased home over in Adelaide? Bit of a lad after his win his good run on Tuesday. Who do you see as the hardest to beat?
I always like these sort of up and coming horses, like down the weights a little bit. So Yenser, I would think he could be the one that could beat us. But as I said, you still got to respect the old tough war horses like Spy on You. He's a great old horse. He always finishes off hard, and he's well enough weighted too. So. And gold medals is going great. He looked at trial pretty good the other day, so it's not over.
Are you going to give us a long ranger for the weekend? Are we on Cherry Tortoni in Adelaide?
Oh, geez, he's extremely well weighted. I think he loves Flemington a mile, and I think Morford will replicate that. So and he's in great order too. So I think he'll run really well. It's not a lay down mazare. I think Embolism. He only beat it probably only half a length in the Cabri Guinea. So it's not going to be easy for him, but. He just looks beautifully in the weights, and he's in good order.
You've got a couple at Caulfield as well, Portland Jimmy and Lamborghini. Who do you like best there?
Oh, Portland Jimmy's going pretty good. I think Lamborghini probably needs another run. But Portland Jimmy, he sort of races hard and fast up on the speed, and he'll do what he can for you.
We've been talking about the Grand Annual today, but you're a really good chance of winning the Warrnambool Cup too with Home by Midnight.
Oh, I think he's going really well. Like, he's on a jumping path this season, but I just thought he looked quite well in the weights, and I don't know if it's as strong a Warrnambool Cup as usual. Like, sometimes in the Warrnambool Cup, there's some really nice horses come that look unbeatable. But this year, it looks very even, and he looks like he's one of the main chances, I think.
And kicking off the day with Eckhart, what are your thoughts?
Pardon?
What are your thoughts on Eckhart?
He's going great. Like, he's a really good jumper. I think his run's been pretty good. His trial's been pretty good. So I think he'll give the race a hell of a shake.
He's $3.60. You can beat the Valak, the 165 fight.
Valak is probably a better horse than him, but we're our second season jumping, and I reckon that's going to hold us in good stead. It was a bit like the horse yesterday with his second season when the other horse was the first season. They just seem so much easier for them next time around. So hopefully that's the case today with Eckhart.
And gee, it was good to see Rubisaki bounce back the other week. Will you press on to a Goodwood with her?
Could do, yeah. She ran fantastic, as you said, and she's pulled up really well. So we'll just sort of monitor the weather a little bit. She loves cutting the ground. So whether we go back to Adelaide or whether we head up north to Queensland, there's going to be getting a bit of wet weather up there too. So we'll weigh that up as when the time comes.
What's easier, training a jumper or a flat horse?
Oh, it's a lot more involved training a jumper. Like, you know, as I said, it takes a lot longer to get them fit and teach them to jump, but it's a lot more rewarding and a lot more satisfying, I find. And as I said, like, all the staff seem to really like warm to the jumpers. Like, they're in for a long time. They hopefully keep coming back in time and time and time again. So they get really close to them. So I think, as I said, it's a lot tougher to train a jumper, but a lot more rewarding at the same time.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Scotty, because we're going to have a chat to Shane Jackson in a little bit, but from a jockey perspective, what he's attempting to do today, how big an achievement would that be?
It won't be easy, but I think he's more than capable. He's a gifted rider, and I think he still looks pretty fit. You know, he looks like he's still doing a lot of gallops. He's not as though we're sort of dragging off the couch to ride today. He looks pretty active, so I'd have no qualms about him doing a good job on the horse today.
Could they pull the Patrick Payne out of retirement one year? That would get the crowds flocking.
I tell you, you did do a cameo here on Tuesday, Patrick. So you have shown that you can appear at this carnival, and you would weigh the same now as when you won the Cox Plate, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm still pretty fit. I think one year, I think Pateman couldn't ride Seeking or something. I would sort of put my hand up one if I could sort of rush to get my ticket in time, but I wasn't able to. So thank God for that.
Your little sister, who won a Melbourne Cup, always said she wanted to ride over the jumps one day. Is that dream now gone for Michelle, do you think?
It's a big thing saying I'm actually doing it.
Oh, a little swipe for the sister. Good on you, Patty.
Good luck today, Patrick.
A couple of little news snippets too, by the way. Zach Spain, someone that's always going to get pinged. Zach Spain failed the breatho yesterday, Arvo, so he was stood down and he's not allowed to ride today. Did you see this poor Stacey Metcalf yesterday at Murray Bridge?
Yeah, what, she got 2 months?
Simo, probably. Simo's expression. So Stacey Metcalf was on Exalted Maxine for Grant Young. 14-1 chance, shot 3 or 4 clear, looked to have the race won, sat down like a church mouse, and the horse just curled up with her, and she got nailed on the line. It was probably the greatest horror night. You know, the other things that jockeys go to bed and have nightmares about, that's probably the number one thing. So Stacey, who's a terrific rider, and she just had a little brain fade, and she copped it a bit on social media, but that's the nature of social media. But